We're edging ever closer to the 2025 Ireland Games in Orkney, and next in the spotlight on the Manx Radio Sportscast is the Isle of Man's triathlon team. After picking up three bronze medals at the previous event in Guernsey in 2023, the Manx squad will be back in Games action with no fewer than 10 athletes, 6 male and 4 female, looking to be in the hunt for success. This year is also seeing a real blend of experience and new blood, with 4 of the competitors making their Games debut this year. Well, to find out a bit more, we spoke recently with team manager Ewan Kinley and athlete Clara Isaac, who's one of those making their maiden appearance at the Games.
Yeah, I'm not actually going to the Games this year, so we've got a stand-in team manager, which is Phil Swales. And firstly, I'd just like to thank Phil, because Phil does an awful lot of work for the club. In fact, he's taken all our bikes up to the Games. Him and Cleo, you know, from Swales Flooring, a bit of a push for them. They've done an awful lot for the club, and Phil does everything for us. So it doesn't matter what the athletes want, he sort of accommodates for them. But going into the Games, I think the preparation has been really good.
And Clara, you're a new addition to the team this year, and I suppose in the grand scheme of things compared to some around you, a fairly new addition to, well, triathlon in general as well. So how much are you looking forward to this experience?
Yeah, I'm really excited. So I started triathlon just a year ago, and the May sprint was my first ever triathlon. Don't know what possessed me to do it, but super grateful to be asked to go to the Ireland Games this year in Orkney. We're feeling ready. It's been what feels like a long winter's training, but ready to get out there and give it a go.
And Ewan, along with Clara, there's a few new additions to the team compared to Guernsey just under 2 years ago as well. What fresh impetus do you think this new team will bring this year?
Yeah, I think it's really important that we get new people into it. And we just spoke before we came on air about the women's team, and this year we've got 4 women going in the individual, and it's the first time I'm pretty sure that we've ever had 4 or been in a position to take 4 women to the event, which is really good. And out of those, there's only Caitlin Gelder, who has competed before at Ireland Games, so there's 3 new people, but really strong athletes. And again, in the men's, we've got people who've come back who have competed before, but we've also got a couple of new people in that as well. So, you know, it's really good that we've got younger people coming through and talented athletes as well.
And Clara, when we've spoken the last couple of times on Manx Tri Club matters, for example, one of the things I remember you actually saying is that there was a real push, a real want to get more younger girls into the sport as well. So the fact that the Isle of Man has got 4 female athletes going for what we believe is, you know, the first time to an Ireland Games as well, that must be extremely encouraging and something for young girls who may be interested in it to aspire to.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, the sport definitely appeals a lot more to women now. I think a lot of people think you have to be young to get into the sport, but, you know, I'm nowhere near young. I'm 33 and I took up the sport at this fine age. And it's one of those sports that as you get older, you can actually get progressively better at. So the girls' team's made up with our youngest Kate, you know, who's early 20s, to Carly, who actually did athletics at the Ireland Games quite a few years ago. And she's still an incredible athlete, 45 years old, and is part of our team.
And when we talk about some of the personnel that were maybe there last year, obviously Caitlin's already been mentioned, the fact that she's competing in international events. And of course, Will Draper as well, who's now turned professional as well. So there seems to be a real progression from the Isle of Man, doesn't there?
There is. Unfortunately, Will's not going to the Games this time round. He's obviously got his professional career racing at elite level. And, you know, he's won 2 individual medals for us in the past. You know, he's got a silver and he's got a bronze. And unfortunately, he won't be there this year. And I'd have put money on he'd have got a gold this year. But, you know, it's really interesting to say about, you know, the female athletes coming through. A lot of that, I think, is down to the club has implemented through Russell Colliston and Leslie Gray, like a coaching programme. For beginners, and it's like a come and try, so people who are a bit intimidated about turning up to an event have the opportunity to come down, practice getting on the bike, getting off the bikes, you know, swimming, and they're doing a lot of coaching.
And Clara, you're a prime example because, like we've already mentioned, a newer addition to the sport as well. What kind of got you hooked on the sort of triathlon bug, if you like?
I think what's really good is that it's, you know, personal growth, so you focus on your own time. And at the sprint, for example, you get set off in waves, so you could maybe get caught up in thinking, oh, I'm going to be this place or last place, or I'm going to take up so much time. But it's not, it's more like go out, achieve your own time. And what I really like about it is I can constantly work to progress on my previous set PB, so to speak. It's not what I'd say a set field where you feel like you're, you know, first or last. It's, this is my time, this is how I can grow upon myself and working towards constantly improving. And I love every element of that. And it's been a great challenge as well. You know, the Isle of Man's perfect for it, a lovely place to train. Yeah, and I think it'd be, you know, amazing to see more and more people get involved.
And during a bit of a change this year, because there was two triathlon events, for those who don't know, last time the Island Games came around, we had the, what people might class as the standard triathlon format, but also the relay event. That relay event isn't part of Orkney. So how, in any way, does that affect planning and preparation for this year?
I think the planning and preparation is really around how long the athletes are going to stay there. Normally, the triathlon, as it is in this Games, is one of the very first events on the Sunday morning. And the sprint relay was the last event, so the athletes will be there for the full week. This time round, they've got the event on the Sunday morning, and that's it, they're finished then. So a lot of them are travelling back on either the Monday or the Tuesday, so they won't be staying for the duration. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to accommodate the sprint relay event. There is still the individual event, obviously, for the male and female. And there is a team event within there, which is the combined times of the top three from each island. And that's what the Isle of Man have done so well in the past. You know, we've got the, we might not have been up there and winning gold medal overall, but combined strength of team is really important for us.
And Clara, you'll have people around you who have previous Island Games experience already. What do you know of and what have you heard about what the Island Games is like in terms of the atmosphere as well?
Yeah, I've heard it's, you know, almost like an international event, which is something I've never competed at. And I know Victoria, who are another of the girls' team, hasn't competed at as well. So for us, it's going to be a really new experience. But, you know, we're excited to take on the challenge, enjoy the atmosphere and just give it a good go. You know, we've put all the work in. So now it's just to have, you know, the best race that we can possibly have.
And just last couple of questions. Looking ahead, June, you've sort of, I suppose, covered it in that last answer a little bit there. But in terms of from an individual and team aspect, I'm certainly not going to ask you to put any ultimatums on anything. But what is the hope? What would class as a successful Island Games this year?
I think certainly a success. And I think it's really achievable that both the men and ladies team that will team medal, certainly silver if not gold. And individually, as you say, the females are a little bit unknown at that level of competition. Guernsey and Jersey always turn out new females, so it's hard to predict what they're going to have. Certainly in the men's, I would think our three or four of our men are going to be in the top 10, and even if they're not in the top half dozen, certainly one or two of them there have got to be pushing for medals, individual medals.
And just finally, Clara, from your side of things, have you got any personal objectives in mind for Orkney?
I think we've got a really strong team, both male and female. And for us, you know, just to go out there, have a great time, you know, enjoy each other's company, support each other, and do the best that we possibly can. But no, I'm not going to put any goals on my head. I know I've done some serious hard work over the past sort of 12 to 18 months. So what will be, I will kind of, the result will be a product of the work I've put behind, and I'm ready for that.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.